4. About 60 people, soccer moms and lawyers on lunch breaks, old guys with fading tattoos and hipsters in skinny jeans, are sitting in a church and listening to a man with a slight paunch and a tie that complements his pale blue eyes. He looks like a successful politician, with the warm charisma of assured re-election. "My name is John," he says, "and I'm an alcoholic." "Hi, John," everyone replies. "The first time I decided to get help was when my son broke his arm," John says. He's standing behind a podium. "I was having an affair with a woman at work, and she told me that she wanted to end it. So I went to a bar and had 2 vodkas and went back to my desk. And at lunch, I went to Chili's with a friend and we each had a few beers. And then at about 2 o'clock, me and another friend left and found a place with a 2-for-1 happy hour. It was my day to pick up the kids. My wife didn't know about the affair yet. So I drove to their school and got them. And I was driving home on a street I must have driven 1,000 times, and I slammed into a stop sign at the end of the block. Up on the sidewalk, and bam, right into the sign. Sam, that's my boy, hadn't put on his seatbelt, so he flew against the windshield and broke his arm. There was blood on the dash where he hit his nose, and the windshield was cracked. And I was so scared. That's when I decided I needed help. So I checked into a clinic and then came out. And everything was pretty good for a while. For about 13 months, everything was great. I felt like I was in control and I went to meetings every couple of days. But eventually I started thinking, I'm not such a loser that I need to hang out with a bunch of drunks. So I stopped going. Then my mom got cancer, and she called me at work almost 2 years after I got sober. She was driving home from the doctor's office, and she said, "He told me we can treat it, but it's pretty advanced." The first thing I did after I hung up is find a bar, and I was pretty much drunk for the next 2 years until my wife moved out. And I was supposed to pick up my kids again. I was in a really bad place by then. A friend was teaching me to use coke, and every afternoon I would do a line inside my office, and 5 minutes later I would get that little drip into the back of my throat and do another line. Anyways, it was my turn to get the kids. I was on the way to their school, and I felt totally fine, like I was on top of everything. And I pulled into an intersection when the light was red, and this huge truck slammed into my car. It actually flipped the car on its side. I didn't have a scratch on me. I got out and started trying to push my car over because I figured if I can make it home and leave before the cops arrive, I'll be fine. Of course, that didn't work out. And when they arrested me for DUI, they showed me how the passenger side of the car was completely crushed in. That's where Sammy usually sat. If he had been there, he would have been killed. So I started going to meetings again, and my sponsor told me that it didn't matter if I felt in control. Without a higher power in my life, without admitting my powerlessness, none of it was going to work. I thought that was bull. I'm an atheist. But I knew that if something didn't change, I was going to kill my kids. So I started working at that, working at believing in something bigger than me. And it's working. I don't know if it's God or something else, but there is a power that has helped me stay sober for 7 years now. And I'm in awe of it. I don't wake up sober every morning. I mean, I haven't had a drink in 7 years, but some mornings I wake up feeling like I'm going to fall down that day. Those days, I look for the higher power, and I call my sponsor. And most of the time, we don't talk about drinking. We talk about life and marriage and my job. And by the time I'm ready for a shower, my head is on straight.